Oh, I thought it was 82.
Let's get it going. Cinema Dumpster, episode 22. Holy shit. 10. 22?
Didn't you say 22 last week?
Yeah. It's 10. To the Cinema Dumpster
podcast. All right. Cinema Dumpster, episode 22. This week we watched The Whore, which was... my decision, and I apologize thoroughly for this. And this movie had some fucking really awesome lines in it, but what a fucking dumb movie. Overall, this movie fucking sucked.
I didn't mind it.
I fucking hated it.
You hated it? I liked a lot of the lines.
It just seemed like an early 90s weird fucking movie. I didn't mind it.
Weird.
It
was just a failed mockumentary.
Yeah, well... in a lot of different ways. As always, we have Gabe Asher with us tonight.
Hey.
And Axeaver. Hello, Axeaver.
Hi.
And I'm your host, Ryan Isle. And we'll start off with the synopsis for Whore that came out in 91. And it is, this choppy melodrama investigates the life of a prostitute in a pseudo-documentary style. The bottom line of this film is that a life of a hooker isn't easy. And she says that constantly. Through the movie, and she's
who the hell thinks that that's an easy fucking lifestyle to be a street hooker? Who?
Apparently, anybody.
Yeah, this ain't no fucking high class call girl. This bitch is on the corner.
Yeah,
and not even her regular corner. She's fucking underneath a bridge,
hiding from the fucking pimp.
The weirdest part is that she goes from different avenues. Like sometimes she is kind of a high class whore, and sometimes she's like on the corner and looks like she should be on drugs.
And turning down and then, homeless dudes because they don't wear rubbers.
Yeah, exactly.
Like she would have fucked that homeless dude if he had a rubber.
If she was that hard up in the first place and her position, I don't know, it's weird. Because essentially what happens is...
I think they're just trying to hit on every aspect of hookerdom.
Well, in a very weird way, though. I mean, I don't think that you could make an actual documentary about hookers. And
yeah, you can. They did that in HBO.
No, I'm saying, and it would maybe pull from like one or two things that happened in this movie.
Yeah, but it wouldn't hit every aspect. Yeah,
it wouldn't even get close to what this whore is doing, like with the old man beating and all the weird shit. Like if she had a niche. And she was good at her niche, she would be able to stick to that niche and not have to be fucking on the corner under a bridge with fucking homeless dudes. Fucking trying to pick up
random
tricks.
When she's got regulars and shit.
Yeah, exactly. If she was getting calls from regulars, whatever it is.
She had too many hang-ups that she wouldn't do.
That's 91. How did she get a lot of hang-ups? How did she get calls from her regulars on the corner?
I have no... Yeah.
Well, actually, they would call him and he would take her.
The pimp. Yeah, that happens later.
Remember?
True. True.
So, apparently, the director, Ken Russell, he made this movie as a response to Pretty Woman. I don't know if...
I liked it better than Pretty Woman.
Yeah. I don't know if he thought, like, this is a bullshit story about hookers. I'm going to make a fucking real one, and I'm going to show you...
I thought she was a fucking hotter hooker than fucking what's-her-ass, too.
Oh, yeah. No, she definitely...
Julia Roberts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You thought she was hot? I don't know.
No. It's nothing to do about her actually being hot. Ooh. She's just hotter than Julia Roberts.
Dude, her personality was
better actor
so miserable.
Too.
Yeah. So it opens with a...
She is a worst... She has
opens.
To be the worst hooker
the
ever portrayed in a fucking movie.
Huh?
She has to be the worst hooker ever portrayed in any movie.
Yeah,
she's such a fucking uptight bitch.
And she doesn't fuck anybody until the very end of the movie, which is a huge problem for a movie called Whore. She doesn't bang anybody through the whole movie. She just talks about shit she's done in the past. So, as said, it was done as like a pseudo-documentary, so she's constantly talking to the camera about her past life. And you'll hear a bit of it as I have some audio of her awesome... stories. Yeah, exactly. So it opens with her dancing her ass off, and she gets propositioned by a seemingly nice average middle American white male, and this happens instantly. The best thing in the movie.
This is actually probably the best line in the fucking movie.
Yeah,
or like interaction in the movie.
Alright, let's listen to it.
How much?
How much you gotta spend?
It depends on what you do.
I have sex. I give head, half and half. And I do domination.
Shows off the titties.
Is that all?
What do you mean, is that all? What the hell you want, a hand job?
Neat shape. I want to fuck you up the ass.
You can stick it up your own, asshole.
I would if I could. Bitch.
Bastard.
God, that is such a great, like, opening thing for a fucking power violence song right there.
Well, I totally stole it from Reddit because it was on the front page of Reddit a while ago. Like, best intro to a movie ever. And I was like, oh, man, I want to watch that whole movie. And it is.
And it goes downhill.
It does go downhill. The movie starts at its best. But what's funny is that he says, I would if I could, when he's speaking of fucking his own ass. Which brings me to the story of my friend Jeff from Snatching the Rapes. And I'll do this as quickly as possible. Well, basically what happened back at the old...
Are they still together?
No. The old Virus 9 house was, there was this slutty chick that used to hang out all the time. I can't remember what her name is.
Was she the tall one?
There was a lot of them. But this particular one left a photo book of pictures... at the old Virus 9 punk house. Oh, and I had it for years.
What's her name, Crystal?
Veronica or something like that.
Yeah, Valerie, she moved back to Chicago, didn't she?
Something like that. I don't remember. No, you're talking about Hannah. Wasn't Hannah. And anyhow, I had this thing for years. And one night, my friend Jeff, he tells me that he can fuck his own ass. And I don't believe him at all. I mean, what do you mean you can fuck your own ass? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Nobody can fuck their own ass. He's like, no, I'm dead serious. I'm like, okay, how do you fuck your own ass? I'm curious now. He's like, well, you just get a soft on. So you don't get a full-on hard on. You get a soft on. And my dick is big enough where I can bend it in between my legs and put it in my own ass. And I've done
it. Wouldn't it get too hard to pull out at some point?
What, are you going to pull out of your own ass? What, are you afraid you're going to get ass pregnant from your own
No, semen? Wouldn't it just, like, get hard and, like, automatically pull itself out?
I don't know. I have no idea. At this point, I was bewildered as much as you are right now. So I'm going, there's no fucking way. I'm arguing with him for days. And he's like, dude, I'm not lying to you. And his friends are saying, yeah, he can do it. He can do it. And so
these guys have witnessed this awesome act.
Well, I don't know if they've witnessed it, but I would say about a year later, I found, I was at a porn store, and I was looking through the clearance bin, and there was this tape that was there for like $25, and was half off. Wow. And it was called Go Fuck Yourself. And so I was like, holy shit, a VHS tape called Go Fuck Yourself just caught my attention, you know? So I pulled it out, and I look at the back, and sure enough, it's dudes fucking their own asses. That's all it is dudes getting soft ons, bending their dick around, and putting it in their own fucking ass. And this blew my mind. I was like, I have to have this. And I was like, I don't have $25 to buy this right now, but I have to buy it.
You just ran out the store.
So I asked them if they would put it on hold for me, and they're like, no, we can't put clearance items on hold. And I was like, fuck. So I had devised this whole plan, which was basically I was going to take a picture of this that slut that was at our house and how she left this picture book, and a bunch of the pictures in the book that are Polaroids of her and her friends naked, like doing dumb shit while they were naked. So I had this great plan where I was going to put I was going to have a girl write a letter, and I was going to put one of the Polaroids of her naked in it, and I was going to say, I sent you this as I overheard your story, because we had people over the house all the time. I overheard your story, and I can't stop thinking about it. So I was going to send him the picture, a letter with perfume, and the VHS tape. Go fuck yourself. I went back to go get that shit, and it was gone. Some fucking asshole bought that shit. I was so fucking pissed.
How hard is it to
my house
find...
if you want it?
How hard would it be to just fucking find that?
I'm sure I can find it now, but yeah, I mean, it was back before DVDs were the full format.
Before, yeah, internet was the
source. So anyhow, that's my story on the Go Fuck Yourself and that guy wanting, he's basically jealous of my friend Jeff for the rest of his life, because if he could fuck his own asshole, he would.
He might know how by now.
Good sir. So what happens in the next part of the story? She runs into this puking hobo, and she's like totally grossed out by him, and she's a whore under a bridge, and she's like, ew, you're so gross. And And then
she runs was it. Only there because she was running from her pimp. Usually she has a way classier corner.
Oh, yeah, that's right. At the cluck and fuck. Mm-hmm. Well, she didn't talk about the cluck and fuck until after she
runs into until she goes to the mini mall.
No, she runs into this guy who...
Cross Jumper.
Is that his name?
I don't know.
Wow.
No, his name in the movie is Rasta.
Rasta? Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking so stupid. So this Rastafarian guy, he tries to talk her into giving her money so like for walking on glass, and she's like, no, just take the dollar, don't walk on the glass. And then she starts talking about the cluck and fuck, which is her OP, which is overpowered, spot of fucking dudes, and she says, like, the chicken sucks, but nobody's there for the chicken, they're just there to get fucked anyways. And this continues to happen. Like, this is her telling us into the camera, right?
Yeah.
What went wrong the most in those scenes? Was it her blabbering?
No.
Or what do you think? Do you think it was good?
Yeah.
Really?
I liked it. It entertained me.
Gabe approves.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad because you've hated every fucking movie we've done lately. So,
oh, yeah.
I'm glad you enjoyed this one. And I enjoyed parts of it for sure.
Compared to most, yeah, it was tolerable.
Yeah.
I think it was just the fucking early 90s sheen. Like, Gabe just gets drawn into that more so than he does anything made past, like, 1995.
Look it up, bro.
It could be. I like the way it looks. Yeah. It's fucking... Because it was right before it got really fucking overproduced.
It felt older than it was, too.
Totally.
Yeah, I
did enjoy that. The whole time I watched this movie, I thought it was made in like 83, 84.
Yeah, it felt pretty old. So she ends up getting picked up by what looks like to be this high class, some high class Jews. They're very interested.
In their fucking 60s caddy.
Yeah, and they finagle her a BJ for $45. And she gets in the car, and it's weird because, like, it's this
super creepy guy. I think it was expensive for 91.
You think so?
$45 for a blowjob?
Yeah, you're probably right.
It can't be much more now.
Especially in Underbridge. Like, so are you posing the question that inflation actually hasn't helped hooking at all?
No.
You probably
can't be much more than $50.
Oldest profession in the world just doesn't get hit by those things. It's a way slower curve than every other profession.
Slower curve. Right. And I have all the big lobbyists backing them and making more money.
Well, that's kind of the thing. Like, well, I guess with weed, the curve is hit.
Well, like, not really that hard.
That's still more.
Well, good green weed when I was in high school was like 25 a bag. And
really?
Like,
no way. Max was 20 for an eighth when I was in high school.
Oh, well. And went to Eagle Point. Green was
50.
Yeah.
I went to Eagle Point.
Yeah. It's stayed about the same since I was in high school. And
actually, I think it's gone down because I haven't paid for it in about a year so far. And when I see it, they're all, I'll give you this much for like $20. I'm all, what the hell happened to the $50 bag?
That's the supply advantage I had in Eagle Point because everybody fucking had weed. Everybody had everything.
Yeah, that's true. So she's talking to this guy who's a real creepy fucking bastard, and he's like, you know, get down. And then all of a sudden this limo wall drops down, and this old guy just pops out of nowhere like a fucking Muppet. And was that his dad?
No, it wasn't his dad, but she thought it was because he was a little older.
No, he says it's...
It's his dad, and he's like, no, that's not my dad.
All right, we'll decide after we listen to it.
You won.
Well, the old lady's not home, is she, Dad?
Hey, forget it. I don't do incest.
I'm not his father.
Right.
He just looks old.
Fuck you, man.
But he's got a young cock, real small, like a french fry.
He's both of you. I got a cock the size of a Pershing missile.
Hey, just let me out, please.
And he comes just as fast, so don't worry.
How do you know?
I heard.
From who?
Who do you think?
What a weird fucking...
Maybe it
Can
was
Can you imagine
the
if
staff.
You're writing a script for a movie and that's the first thing you're doing? Maybe it was his dad. It could have
been. And his mom told him.
I don't know.
Maybe that was
Who told you?
Pickup.
I was just talking about.
Maybe they actually put her out on the corner and just let these two guys figure out what to do with her.
Wow, that would be really impressive, but I don't think that's the case.
Maybe not.
So he starts forcing a blowjob on
yeah,
her.
Yeah, that was cool.
And they're freaking out, and she's like, no, you stole
45 cents.
And the dad's like asking her questions. She's like, I don't want her talking while she's giving me a BJ. I liked it.
Then she bites him.
Yeah, and then she gets kicked out of the car. And she talks about why you never get in a van as a van pulls up. She's talking to the camera again now. She's like, don't get in a van. You never get in a van. And it flashbacks to this pimply kid in a van who's acting all nervous. And she's like constantly licking her lips.
Dude, it was so not fucking sexy. Her whole like, I can suck dick too. And then like she just starts licking her lips and like slobbering all over herself.
Oh, dude, it's maybe so she was trying to get the last John off her face. So
yeah,
So you'd have a clean place to sit.
When she pulls up to the van, she says,
"It's terrible.
I'm a walking wet dream on legs." And you're like, and she starts doing the lick lipping. I'm like, everything about this turns me off. Like, I don't care how old the movie is. I could still get, like, a raging soft on from watching, you know, naked women being fucking sexy and dirty.
She was not
being sexy. This chick was not doing it for me at all, dude. Like, nothing about anything she did. And I wonder, like, if I...
The only time I thought she was kind of hot was when she was in the fucking honky-tonk joint.
When she was making faces and drinking with fucking brandy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, no, she had dirty martini.
No. In the honky tonk, where the dude was like pounding beer.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. When she's a dopey fucking hick.
Yeah.
With the accent.
Yeah. all makes sense. So while she's in this van, after that pimply kid is like, yeah, okay, I'll let you in, and they basically this pimply kid has a shitload of frat kids in the back, and they rape the fuck out of her. They
don't fucking show any of them.
No, they don't. They make
a bunch of noise.
And they just show the driver ragingly beating off
in the front seat.
That's illegal. You're
like, ah, that's the scariest thing.
Did you just say that's illegal?
What? Beating off while driving? Is it?
Yeah, so was rape.
He wasn't raping her, was he? In the front seat.
Is getting a blowjob illegal while driving?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Roadhead is illegal. That's why it's fun.
Have you ever had it?
Yeah, twice.
Yeah, it's rough when you're driving. Like, you're holding your...
I only got off once, though.
It's
fucking hard, dude. Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
You almost got off twice, but they got to the vet too quick.
All right, we'll pass on all that.
Yeah.
So after she gets fucking gang raped by these dudes and beaten, I like the camera angle when they kick her out of the van.
Yeah,
like her dumper body. She literally just lumped. Looks like she fell on both sides.
That scene actually looked like it hurt because she fell from pretty high.
I'm telling you, it looked like they were swinging her and they meant to drop her lower, and they were just like whoop. And they both let go
and she just arcs up and drops.
If it was her or a stunt lady, they did a good job because they just stayed limp like you should.
It's like a bag of potatoes.
Stay limp. So then she talks about, this is when she runs into the guy who's pumping up his moped bike tire.
The one who doesn't like condoms. It's a moped.
Yeah, he hates condoms.
You like rubbers?
His dick is too big for condoms. But she talks in, like, full innuendos to everybody around her all the time. She, like, walks up licking her lips and she, like, leans on his shitty
bike.
On his
fucking moped.
Yeah, she's like, you need me to pump it up, bro. And you're like, what the fuck? It was at this point I was like, yeah, this chick is not going to do it for me at any point. That's
rad. She has such weird dialogue.
She does, and it is, Brad. You're correct.
It's the worst hooker dialogue ever, and this bitch is supposed to be a fucking pro, and she's just like...
It's a comedy!
Fucking... I don't think it was supposed to be a comedy either.
No way. She says too many fucking funny things, and she
What
fucking...
about when the director... No, I think the director was going for shock value.
Hell no. This was not an exploitation... It is an exploitation flick, but... It's fucking it's a joke.
No. No, I think what he's trying to get messages across.
Hell
no.
I think so, too. I'm with Jason on this. Especially reading that comment that the director made as a response to Pretty Woman saying, no, this is the real life of a whore. Like, I'm going to show you.
Yeah, that's what I would say, too, if I was trying to sell my movie.
Well, no, he's saying, I'm going to give you dirty words. I'm going to give it to you how it is. This is how hookers live. I'm with Jason on this one.
Yeah, I think he made this with a serious idea in mind.
I do, too.
Why would he joke it up so much with fucking the...
But I don't think they were supposed to be jokes.
The way she was saying them and laughing to her about her own jokes, she was fucking the whole fucking time.
Well, yeah, but you don't laugh at your own jokes in a comedy.
Well, I don't know. It could go either way.
That's the fucking weird part.
Well, maybe we'll figure out towards the end as we review.
Yeah, she does joke about stuff, but I don't think it was made in a non-serious.
It is. And she makes too many weird faces. And
one joke that I like
was when... She's doing some beans shit.
When she's walking away from the dude pumping up his bike, and there's that fucking homeless dude just sitting there fucking jerking it off in the corner.
Well, she say that some of them never learn her.
I was like, oh, how did Corey go back to the past? Needs to get back into the future. It looked like Corey.
Okay.
What, that stain on his pants did?
No, his grizzled beard and everything. Except for there was no face tattoos. Don't get me wrong.
I was going to say you the stain. Paused the stain looked
You should have paused Corey. The fucking movie and drew on the fucking monitor. It's colored in.
See? See this? Corey? I'm going to do that now.
Leftover crack patch on his pants.
Oh, look. I'm stoned, so stop.
That's illegal.
God damn it. So she's going over, the next scene is her talking about being a dominatrix.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the scene where she goes and hooks up with that old fucking dude. And she's like, shows up, and they look like they're in an old people's home, but it apparently was his house.
Yeah.
And she just drops her fucking jacket off, and she's butt naked in like this S&M outfit.
And the grandkids are sitting in this room.
Yeah. And she talks about how they had to do it in the bathroom because that was the only room in the house that had a lock. And fucking, she's like, I couldn't even get a good swing in. I broke the goddamn face. It's awesome.
She got her money worth, though.
Yeah, she did. And then she starts talking about, she's always like waxing philosophy about being a respectable hooker and what it means to be a respectable hooker. And, that fucking kills me, dude. And she's like, well, I don't do this and I don't do that. And look at that whore. She probably has AIDS. And she's showing her tits to drive her by. She's like,
she wasn't asking for money. She was asking for crack.
Oh, that's remember? Right. Yeah, that's right.
She's not even getting money.
She only gets paid with crack. You think that was a joke back in 91?
Yeah.
I think it was serious, dude.
No way. That's the whole fucking point.
Yeah, wait. I totally think it was serious.
No, he made her fucking, like, Elvira. He played her, like, fucking over-the-top fucking weird chick.
Yeah,
I think that might have been her more than...
No, the dialogue, the way she did it, the way it was fucking panned out across town, it was fucking like that. You ever seen her in
anything else? I think she was the one.
She's been in a bunch of stuff.
Like, I don't know.
What? She was in a... I'm trying to think of what she's been on lately.
Lately?
Yeah, like fucking like...
Like she's still around.
Yeah, she's in her 50s.
Really?
Yeah, mid-50s.
Still acting?
Yeah.
Wow. I should look
and
that
she's
up.
Been in actual movies. Besides this
final piece. Let's look it up. We're doing it right now. What's her name?
I don't remember.
Well, I'm going to need that, sir.
We'll just fucking ID.
IMDb the movie?
Yeah.
All right.
Jump onto hers.
It's like Kristen or something, isn't it?
Hang on. Mike.
It's now Chris.
It's Chris now.
Dog,
I couldn't outrun my corn ways.
What's her name? Teresa Russell. Oh, her name is Liz. I never even caught that. Wow.
Oh, she looks better.
Yeah, she looks.
Did that.
If that's her now, she looks way better. She's probably really 50?
57.
She was born in 57?
So what, 59?
Mm.
A primary example of a talented individual never making their potential.
She was in Spider-Man 3?
Yeah.
She's in Believer?
Wild Things? Man, this chick is... She's winning. Man,
everywhere.
Yeah, she's good. Respect is due.
See where I'm coming
internet,
from?
Internet bro fist.
Climbing out of that hole that she dug for herself with this movie, that's impressive.
You gotta think about a lot of movies for younger people.
Three dudes in the fucking little town of Oregon's talking about her right now because of that fucking abortion.
Yeah, yeah,
movie.
You're right.
So there's something going on. We're wasting a night on her.
Yeah, you're right.
We've wasted a night on a lot of people who never showed their face again, though.
True. Well, but she's got it going on, bro.
She looks pretty good now.
Yeah, she's.
I'd fuck her.
She's
quick.
Way hotter now. So where are we at? She runs into this red sports car and keeps trying to run her over, and she runs away, and she ducks into
Supra.
You know why she was in fucking 3 is Raimi. I bet he fucking knew her through the fucking exploitation circuit. And when fucking Raimi had fucking
Bruce
Spider-Man, all that stuff, everyone's connected.
Because of the web.
I'll bet you
everybody's connected.
Mm-hmm. No, I bet it's why.
Did he catch her in it?
Very good possibility. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe he just found her. Maybe he used to rub one. Because I imagine a kid in 1991 would find this movie sexy as fuck.
In 91? Oh, yeah. I was 10 years old. I would have thought it was the hottest shit ever.
Just going for it.
He'd be out backyard fucking walking on glass for dollar bills.
Being under bridges trying to find my new wife.
This is what I got gathered from this.
That's rough. So after she's run away from the car, she ducks into this shitty strip club.
Really shitty. I'm pretty sure that was a training club.
I like how it's underneath.
Yeah, it looked like a training club to me too. And I like when she goes in, the very first stripper that you see on the right, she looked like that fucking one of those bird beasts from the Labyrinth.
Dude, that curly red mop thing going on, dude. They all look like trannies. Their hair was terrible.
You know what is weird, Jason? A lot of women looked like trannies in 1991. I think that's really what the problem was.
They were just trying to recover from the 80s and, went through a tranny phase.
Like, there's just a lot. I mean, think about other movies watch. Even when they don't have a fro and they just have long blonde hair. What was that one movie with the chick? Dracula 3000 last week. That chick looked like a train.
Yeah, that was from 1999 or something.
Dracula 2006 was in 2005, bro.
You mean 3000?
Yeah.
It was 2005?
Yeah. That really? Was not an old movie. Yeah. That was 2005, dude.
I thought that was late 90s.
See, and that's exactly my point, is the fact that you were probably looking at a chick going, man, this has to have been from the late 90s. And Casper Van Dien is bald and he's got a beard. Coolio's fucking more cracked out than he ever was in anything in his entire life. He's starting to look
just look at the film, the way the filmography was in that movie. It looked so fucking
filmography. Yeah, because it was Sci-Fi Channel fucking
made. Dude, it's ghetto. It's
that
fucked.
Shit, that channel is all sci-fi. I don't understand how they have the worst effects of anybody.
Yeah.
How do they manage that?
But it wasn't made for sci-fi because that movie was dirty.
It's all fucking dirt. It looks like a sci-fi.
It does look like a sci-fi exclusive.
It was 2005, dude.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, and it is that good.
You see how bad this movie has to be that we're going back to talk about fucking Dracula 3000 ever.
Well, that was the fucking worst movie maybe I've... That's got to be in the tops of, least...
No, because there's some movies that are not trying to be bad that are worse than that movie. But we find them...
Yeah, amusing. But they're funny, though.
I mean, think about Birdemic. If you had to sit down and watch Birdemic without having a you have to remove your sense of humor.
I'm talking about actual replayability, be it on purpose or bad. I would never fucking watch Dracula 3000 again, ever.
So if you removed your sense of personality, would you watch Birdemic?
Again?
Over Dracula 3000.
Oh, fuck yeah.
That's only because I said you have to remove your sense of humor.
Oh.
You can't think that it's funny.
Oh, as like a serious itself. Movie view, like a Roger Ebert type?
Yeah, I mean, no, I'm saying you can't think about it as in This is a funny movie. Like, look how cheesy this looks. Like, that's removed.
Oh, well, yeah, I would definitely watch Dracula 3000 first.
That's what I'm saying. There's some movies that are so bad
that they have redeeming value in their badness.
And Birdemic is definitely one of those, but just like the director of
this movie that we're talking about, Birdemic.
The Room is probably
left the golden hits. Because we don't want to talk about this movie. So we talked about five different podcasts right now.
I'll move on, dude.
We're just trying to break down the shittiness of movies here, Gabe. This is beneficial to the podcast.
It is. And so she talks about her pimp chasing her, and she gives us the lowdown on who he is. And somehow this switches into this flashback of her at this expensive restaurant, and all she says was, he bought me a nice dress and took me to a nice restaurant. I'm like, what the fuck is going on right now?
Restaurant that served dicks.
Yeah, dude. This entire scene blew me away because of how fucking retarded she was in this scene.
Literally, this bitch crawled out of a fucking dumpster right before he took her there.
Yeah, and I do not think that she was doing this as a joke in any of this. Maybe she was as an actress because what she's done?
But I don't think the scene was written as a gross joke.
No way.
This guy is a fucking Schindler. He's grabbing you, and he's putting the wool.
You're giving him too much fucking credit.
I think you are, too. I'll look up the director, and I'll get back to
you. There's way too much credit being given to this guy by you right now.
It's a possibility.
That he could fucking trick some two drunk dudes.
Why? Because
drunk stone dudes?
Or maybe he could fucking trick one stone dude.
No.
I wasn't drunk when I watched this.
I wasn't drunk when I watched it either.
I hadn't even had a beer.
So anyhow, let's move on. After her pimp shows up and he takes her to this fancy restaurant, dude, she shows like it would be like taking an 8-year-old child to a fancy French restaurant, and she's, I don't know, maybe 28, I think 30. She's supposed to be in the movie, and she's just acting the fool, bro. She is acting the fool. And this fucking killed me. This is long. But we're going to listen to the whole thing. Because I'm going to pee while we do it. But listen to this temper tantrum she throws in this fucking restaurant.
It's fucking terrible.
This tastes exactly like water.
It's sparkling mineral water. It's good for the liver. You ought to lay out the booze. It's got a lot of calories. No, put it out.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a non-smoking area. Put it out.
Why don't we move to a smoking area?
You want to take care of yourself? Smoking is bad for your health.
So is fucking scabby tricks. And what is this?
It's called Marin Lee cheese. What's it look like?
I don't know, but I've seen one before, I think.
Moves the little round thing down to the bottom to make it look like a penis.
It's fucking octopus.
Huh, I should have known. They got testicles, don't they? Though I thought they had 8 of them. Looks like you've been shortchanged.
Always thought they had 8 testicles. The octopus did.
Yeah. Why would you think a fucking prostitute is going to do some...
Tastes like a dick! Look, all I want is just an old-fashioned piece of apple pie with a loaf of ice cream on it!
Yeah, well, forget it!
What is what you're saying?
What, are you going deaf? I said forget it! You're as fat as a fucking pig!
And then they go home and fuck.
Okay, so back to your question. Why would he take this this perceived stupid hooker to a fancy French restaurant?
Why did he take it?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ask that? No.
Yeah, he did.
Remember.
No,
he
why
didn't.
Would he take her?
No. He's asking about the director.
Oh, okay. God damn it. Well, that's weird.
Yeah, you missed that one, dude.
Well, I was going to say.
Yeah, swing and a miss.
I was going to say, because he's trying to own these women, so it's probably the same dress he sends to each of his whores, and then takes them out to dinner.
But usually, if you're gonna get you have to like class up a bitch who wants to be high class. If you're gonna take them to a French restaurant, and they'll grin and bear it when they don't like the food. But you get some fucking backcountry hillbilly bitch, and you try to take her to a French restaurant, she's gonna be like, "Fuck you! What is this faggot shit?"
I'd never been there, so I don't know. Is that really what happens?
Dude, it's a hard life for a pimp. You gotta figure these things out.
I thought it was about being a hard life for a whore.
No, it's a hard life for a pimp. I had more.
It does go both ways in this movie a little bit. So, yeah, the next scene is...
Especially when there's Rastas around.
Is them, like, there's this montage of them fucking and, like, hanging out. And
in this ridiculously awesome fucking hot tub with waterfalls and shit.
Yeah, it's like a...
That's what the pimps live in.
The one at the Playboy Mansion. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
And then, so, the next thing, you see what, her getting a tattoo by Danny Trejo.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
Dude, is that pre or post prison?
I don't know.
I think it's all post.
But maybe he's gotten better at tattooing, because that was the worst fucking tattoo. Dude, it's so bad. It is so bad.
It was bad.
It looked all completely crooked and scarred.
You know what it looked like? Is one of those licking sticks.
It did.
They scrunched her boob up and then put a fucking licking stick on it. Just let it like flop
it
back down.
Sweat out.
Dude, it's so fucking rad if that.
But it's on. Know, it's on there the whole movie though. She has it right on her titty.
Yeah, they kept it. They kept it real there.
Mm-hmm.
Longevity. But the other thing
high
is,
def will I see if it was not just a mark.
You see real tattoos like that, though. I mean, they're that bad.
Especially ones from 1991.
Yeah, they actually got a lot better at tattooing.
Yeah, people have fucking really taken it up since the 80s.
So anyhow, back home at our local bar, as she reminisces again about how she was married this one time, and she's hanging out with her best friend at the time. They're playing pool at the local bar, and she sees this guy was like, he could have been Patrick Swayze's
his mulletless stump and, double
in Roadhouse. Perfect. They just put some extensions on it. It's fucking new. And I think that's what they were going for. They're like, look how hot
this
guy is.
Swayze looking motherfucker.
And she like, what happens? She like bets on him or something?
Yeah,
she wants to bet on him, but she doesn't want to be the one who looks like she wants to fuck him. So she has her friend go put up money on him to pound a fucking
Stein
of beer. Faster than this other dude.
In the house.
And all I could do the whole time that scene was going on was think about how fucking bad I could have beaten those guys.
Oh, I drinking the beer? Yeah, that's were a little bit slow.
Yeah, you would have two free hands right around there. Yeah. That would have been awesome if you gave me hand jobs.
Is that what that was going for?
Yeah.
It wasn't going for it. It fucking hit a home run. I almost vomited. I was like,
Wait, I actually just did vomit.
Just a little bit on the wall.
I have a thing that lets you edit stuff.
Leave that in. That's gold.
So, what happens next? Oh, yeah. So, he wins. And then he starts making out with that tranny.
Yeah.
And that was one of the worst scenes I've ever seen.
Bitch was
Oh my god.
And she just starts.
Like, I could fucking smell the perm through the fucking screen.
And she just shoves her tongue out like it's fucking.
No, and she keeps putting it towards the camera, like so the camera can see that she's licking him.
Oh, dude, it's so terrible. And then after that happens, she just cruises over to our protagonist, whore. And he's like, hey, MMA. And so
thanks for believing in me.
Yeah, and he gives her the stein. He's like, here you go. And then the next thing you know, they're like making out a couple minutes later on the dance floor. And then they get married. God damn it.
What? And are you trying to class this place up or something?
Yeah. I'll either turn away from the microphone before I burp all over it, man.
Hell,
you know how hard that is in editing to vocalize your burping to the correct tune?
Auto tune?
Let's try. I'm gonna try.
Yeah, do it.
Dude,
see if we can auto tune that fart from the other day. Yeah, it could be like some fucking Mike McDonald shit.
Dude, I'm thinking
auto tune.
Peter Frampton, maybe.
That'd be good. Oh man, where are we at here? Oh, God, we got to finish this.
Now all I want to do is auto-tune a fart.
That's all I can do. Auto-tuning farts and burps.
That'd be good.
Oh man, hang on. Let's see if we can find an auto-tune fart on YouTube. We gotta just try. I'm too curious now. I can't help myself. Auto-tuned fart. It has to be one. Auto-tune fart. Here it is. Yes. Hang on.
Yes.
Wait, hang on. Well, we have to watch this live. So we're gonna.
Here it is. This is the.
Wait, no, don't tell me. I don't want to know yet, guy, whoever you are. Let's,
I thought that was you.
Wow. Well. Right. So here it is.
All right, here it is. This is the nastiest, raunchiest fart that I could find that's auto-tune worthy. Here it is without. And here it is in B flat major.
It works.
That's amazing.
Well, I know what I'm doing. We're done here. Well, thanks, YouTube user Phil the Beast Records.
Phil McCracken.
That's good stuff, man. So our protagonist.
Dude, we better wipe the tears away before we try to continue with
this. It shows her home, you know, married now. She's a really shitty housewife. She's like burning clothes.
She's fat as fuck.
Dropping booze on clothes.
Laundry. Oh, shit.
Ah, what man, was that worst. Booze? I think that I was think like root fucking.
I think it's Tenafly Viper.
Wow. Yeah, probably.
Interesting.
From Street Trash.
That especially. So
sponsor.
She talks about like how she, you know, her life with her husband starts getting old, and she's really hating it. But she would still try real hard. She'd put on her makeup and make his favorite dinner. And there's a scene where he's coming in after she's sitting there like in a dress.
And he turns his salad she made for him into a
Caesar salad?
No, it looked a little more like he added a little bit of blue ranch? Cheese.
Oh, yeah, so.
Blue cheese.
He just starts barfing.
Blue cheese?
He starts throwing up all over the dinner. It looks really fucking stupid. It's not even a good vomit
no.
at all.
No.
He's got drools, cottage it's just cheese.
Yeah. Like he had a biscuit with gravy in his mouth, and he just slowly like milked it out.
Yeah, when you're as drunk as that guy is, the fucking vomits are a lot more violent. They're terrible. Than that.
It's not good. And so the next morning we see her. She's rocking this new shiner, and she's like, "I'm getting out of here." She's like, "So I fucked him and said, I'm out of here." And took off and went to live with her mom. She starts meeting all these city slickers in her little town, and so she just starts jerking them off on her tables, and that's what she does. And she's like, "Well, that's how I gotta make money. Then that's how I gotta make money."
She was doing it with like high class dudes. I don't know why she couldn't take it to the fucking next level and like
I don't know either. Man.
Hit on that fucking like actual call girl status. Rather than fucking
just a under the bridge fucking whore.
Yeah.
Are you trying to yawn into the mic?
Yep.
You want me to just pour me some
bullshit? Yeah.
You want to move on to the end?
No, we can keep going. Where are we?
Doesn't matter. She's there's a scene
the
where
no shave worked for you, Gabe. Hmm? I just recognized it.
Beardy.
No Shave November did wonders for you.
She
it was a good month.
I scrolled down really far here. Oh, yeah, that's right. And then it flips back to her. She's, like, talking about how she's probably, like, she's trying to think about the length of dicks she's fucked.
Miles, she said.
She said miles.
Yeah. Miles?
Miles and miles.
She's using
I believe she said.
The metric system?
No.
Oh,
miles.
That'd be meters of Peters.
Kilometers of Peters.
Oh, that's good. so then it flashes back to her at the strip club.
And a really long streak feet. Of Johns?
Well,
Schlongs?
Wow! Well, what about her in this bathroom? She's washing her feet in.
Yeah,
that's not actually her.
Yeah, it is her.
No, she's, it's not. It's some random bitch.
No, she's in.
No, the strip she's club. Talking about that chick saying that could that was me.
No,
that was a tranny.
No, that was the tranny giving a blowjob.
Yeah. No, that's her in the bathroom. Yeah.
Yeah, and she's washing her feet in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's giving herself a whore's bath. Saying
she was the one that was
that's what it is. Yeah. A whore's bath. She put your feet, and she's like getting under her shit underarms
and the fucking sink.
Her junk. It's good. Yeah. I realize that's what they were trying to do there, but it's basically just her on the sink, like with her feet in the water. She wasn't doing any actual cleaning, so I feel really bad for her. One customer. Probably would killed him.
Probably.
Such a dad pussy.
that would have been good, man. Where are we at here? So, there's this whole bullshit that we're going to skip about this lesbian relationship she had with this
chick. Yeah, that went nowhere.
That was
really weird.
Boring.
It was like 4 minutes, and then it was gone.
Well, there was one line that was good. It was like, she bought me a book. It was the first one I ever read. And then the pimp burns it.
Yeah.
When they're playing Scrabble, they're like, she knows how to spell a big word.
The only word they showed that the other chick spelled was dignity.
Mm-hmm. Yes, dignity. I'm a stripper with fucking a whore with dignity. Don't fuck with me. So, but then her pimp shows up and fucks up that whole relationship for her. And starts fucking with her.
Well, this was after they talked about him having already stabbed some bitch.
Right.
The reason he stabbed that bitch was to get her. She was hooking by herself, pimp free.
No, I think that's later.
No, They because that whole scene, I was sitting there like, he's gonna stab her because he already stabbed that other. All
right,
one.
All right.
Earlier in the movie, there's a whole scene where she was talking about when she used to run without a pimp.
And the guy, we haven't got there yet.
No. But
I am skipping things.
Okay.
And that pimp,
it was him.
Yeah, it was a setup, and he was...
And he was trying to get her to be... Wait, what?
Yeah, he was slamming her head on the ground.
No. Where the pimp, where that...
In the car.
No, different fucking scene.
Okay, what was the good scene?
The scene where the where the
going
fucking
downhill fast, man.
Where the fucking the neon dress girl and they go in the theater and
you
all that shit.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, we skipped all that. You're right. We did for good reason. So what is going on next in this movie though? Did you guys bring your notes?
What notes?
There was fucking no notes to be taken of this thing.
Okay. Well, but there is that scene when she gets her ass kicked after she gets out of the movie theater with that one dude, Rasta.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, where they go in the little corner store?
Yeah.
Why do they always carry around those pussy-ass knives?
Because they're this beast
it's
in 91.
It's like a glorified nail clipper.
Yeah.
He's all, I'm going to cut you.
You would have thought they would have learned from Crocodile Dundee by this point.
Mm-hmm. It was about that time. It was early. It was later.
It was before that, yeah. Yo, Crocodile Dundee was way before that.
Yeah.
It was what, like 86?
Something was earlier than that.
I keep missing stuff. Oh, yeah, that's right. She starts talking about, she's trying to walk away. And she runs into these cops, and the cops are giving her shit, and they're like, you better get out of here, or we're going to arrest you. And
did you notice how phallic they tried to make the fucking nightstick look?
Yeah. And she's like shoving it in her face. She's all about it. She likes cocks. Like, as we'll hear right now. This is her talking about cops.
Cops. Now there's a confused bunch for ya. They don't know what they want, so they're always...
As she walks down an escalator.
Like this last time. This vice cop, he says to me, give me head or you're going to jail. So I give him head. And then the fucker busts me for jaywalking. I didn't use the crosswalk on the way to his dick. Well, excuse me, officer, but if your dick had been long enough, I wouldn't have had to cross the fucking street.
She has a point there. You should have a much larger dick.
But this came right after her rant about how much she didn't like big cocks.
Yes, it did.
Like almost immediately after her rant about how much she didn't like big cocks. So what does she like?
No cocks. She doesn't like any cocks.
Just give me a tip.
She's sitting in the bathroom. She's like, I don't care to see another dick for the rest of my life.
True.
Well, then she's better start doing anal like everyone wants. Uh-huh. You don't want to see nothing.
Yeah, you ain't going to find that endgame money without doing some little bit of butt play.
Well, it started at the beginning of the movie. It's true. When the guy wanted to fuck her in the ass?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, well, you're not going to make good money being a fucking prudish hooker. It's just, there's not a lot of market for that.
No, there isn't. So then she goes to the store and her pimp shows up. I like when he's doing, like, all this this math work on his calculator watch.
Oh, yeah, dude, that's so beast. So pimp.
And he had a pointer for it.
Still
so
stylus.
He didn't have to use his, yeah, like a stylus for his calculator watch. He's like, $70
Dude, 1991? I was so jealous of that motherfucker. Oh,
it was legit, for sure. And it's weird, and he starts kicking the shit out of everybody there, including Rasta. And then he gives us this whole montage about like how he has such a hard job, because he has to take
care of... Oh, wait, is this the montage in between their faces, like it keeps flashing
back? Yeah, yeah.
That was the most fucking unwatchable bullshit ever. They're like trying to like finish each other's sentences, but it was awkward.
Dude, it's so fucking...
It was so fucking terrible.
All right, let's get through it.
It's not... She's supposed to be selling sex. It looks like she's waiting for the goddamn bus. And okay, so it's hot. Her shoes hurt, and she had an abortion last week.
Huh?
Guess who picked up the tab on that one?
Yeah, that's all I got for a reason. That's awesome. Don't you like it?
Could go.
No, it was...
You thought
awesome
I was gonna run the whole thing?
Yeah, I thought you were going to do like a bigger chunk where it went in between her and him.
I couldn't do it.
It was fucking painful.
I couldn't
painful.
Watch it twice.
Yeah, no. I feel you on that. No. That was such an awful scene.
Do you remember when she's like eating popcorn in the movie theater? That scene. And then back to the guy driving the car, like telling us about how...
Goddamn, that super was...
I'm sure that director was
sexy,
making
though.
That all straight.
I'm still bullshit. Thinking he is, man.
You're full of shit, man.
Maybe so.
No.
We're going to look it up. You know what we're going to do after this episode? We're going to go...
He's right there.
Okay, first off, I don't think the director thought he was like Martin Scorsese or anything. So he probably took a bit of it tongue-in-cheek. But I think he thought he was giving a legitimate account of how hookers lived.
I agree.
Okay, so you just don't want any sex?
No, we're going to watch... we're going to find some interviews on the You Butt...
He would have way more nudity. It would have been fucking grittier than that shit.
Yeah.
If he was straight.
He really could have done a lot more.
Yeah, yeah. You're right about that. You made
a little
bit point
more
there.
Serious is fucking easy. You just fucking peel back the fucking...
Yeah, it
shit.
Wasn't gritty by any means.
So that's why I'm thinking it's fucking a setup.
All right. Well, I'm not going to stand stone on my ground here, but we'll see. We're going to watch a video.
I'll turn you all around.
So,
horror style.
No!
I want... If you find an interview from this guy, I want an interview immediately after, not an interview now where he comes out and says, after critiques, that he's like, I was just kidding.
I know what you're saying. So she talks about how she wants to get out of the horror game and how her kid lives with another family all of a sudden. And she's like...
She says, I can see him whenever, but he lives with a foster family.
Yeah, and she's old. And then after, like, there's this whole weird scene where she dresses up like a spy to, like, go watch her kid, like, at a park.
Yeah, that's a thing. You can dress up like a spy because there's a look of spy.
That's exactly what it was, man.
She had a hood and
dark glasses and a huge overcoat. And I'm like, what is she doing if she can afford all this spy gear? You know, why is she having a hard time under the bridge?
She should have just been there with, like, a fucking burlap sack and, like, her horror outfit.
She just went straight to the CIA. So, after that happened, you were right over there?
Yeah.
She talks about how she has scruples, and again...
The game?
Yeah, again, she tells us...
Wasn't that the game we played that got you in trouble?
What? Oh, Fruit Bowls? Yeah. No, I never got
rapist
jail.
Defender?
Yeah. You rapist defender. Sorry, that's for another night.
Violent rapist.
But she's talking about how much scruple she has and how she won't do certain things. And let's listen to this rant.
I don't do nothing dirty. No, I mean, I don't take golden showers, and I don't get golden showers. But, well, there was this one guy, right? He used to like watching me take a dump, okay? I mean, he used the flashlight. Trouble is, he always seemed to show up after I'd already had one. I hadn't seen him around in a while. Guess he found someone more regular.
The real problem is he came every time right after I took it down. Yeah, man, this is straight fucking street tough movie.
I'm telling you, man.
You're full of it, man.
Well, maybe the director was in on it not being as serious. Maybe it was. But I can
this
promise
this was no place shocking in any way. If you're going to make a shocking thing to do against the other
you
one.
You think this wouldn't be shocking to, let's say, anybody in red states in 91?
No.
Yes, it would.
You ain't been to a red state, huh?
It would be.
No.
I'm just saying, I think people would be like, well, I can't believe how hardcore this was. It was so crazy.
You know how much shit was already out by fucking the 90s?
91?
Yeah.
Well, there was lots of porn. I mean, there's porn since earlier than that.
Fucking Splatterhouse gore and the fucking lady.
Yeah,
but there was so much shit out there
already.
Yeah,
but you have to think about it from somebody who is inherently, and let's not say on purpose, sexist. Like, they don't particularly like women being in any sort of power. Let's think about it that way. So that person that is treating his wife in that area of, like, you can't talk bad, you can't say anything, like, sexual discussions on an all-time low, and we're not open about any of this, he would watch this and get a boner because how dirty she's talking. And he would feel bad about it. That's, I think, what we're trying to convey, is the fact that in 91, this would shock people.
Absolutely.
Whatever, they're doing fucking Mondo Canes, fucking all that shit in the fucking 70s. In the 80s, it wasn't by 91. Most of that shit's been seen.
I'm not saying this was like some groundbreaking film.
No,
I think the director's point was for it to be such, and it wasn't.
No, who wasn't even trying?
Too
much weird dialogue.
It's hard. It's really hard to say for me at this point.
You're swaying Ryan. You're not swaying me.
Okay.
Yeah, wow. You know, this is a political conversation all of a sudden.
No, it's a point of view.
He's the moderate. I am the... You're the Republicans right now.
Sweet.
Okay, so...
You're a swing state.
Sex, baby.
Let's call you Illinois, Ryan.
If Illinois, Ryan. This movie... give me a porn name? If this movie has no serious pretense, like, the director did not think he was being shocking at all. At the time of 91, and let's just talk about a family that doesn't have access to the internet, because they don't.
Well, how do they have access to some regional fucking horror movie?
It wasn't available to everybody back then.
Well, this was in 91, yeah, you could rent this at Blockbuster.
Oh, you could? It was that big?
Yeah.
Why is it on fucking YouTube now?
Because it's an older movie and nobody cares about the rights. But you could rent this movie. When I worked at Hollywood Video, I remember the cover box. And I kept thinking, like, man, that looks kind of
So I made it all the way to the snobby fucking heights of Blockbuster?
Yeah.
What the hell does that have to do anything?
I'm just saying it was widely available. It wasn't something that you'd have to go behind a sheet to go rent.
Right.
Yeah, because it's not that fucking serious. They wouldn't put it with the fucking hardcore shit, and they wouldn't put it somewhere else. It'd be down on the floor with the rest
of the
garbage.
Well, there was gnarlier shit in fucking Scarface, which came way before.
You're right about that. Not only that, on another note, like, some really softcore porn that's made
This guy was not trying to make a porno. He wanted a movie available to everyone. To everyone that told the story of the hooker's life.
Of his opinion of the hooker's life. which was very cliche.
Fucking
and that's what I agree there. Well, let's watch. Okay, let's stop that conversation now. We will watch. Find some interviews of this guy. I'm sure they're out there. They have to.
I'm sure.
Okay, so anyhow, what happens next? She's. Oh yeah, the scruples things and.
Scruples. Are scruples a real thing? Or are you making this word up?
No, it's not.
You're talking morals?
No, I don't make up words.
Scruples.
Scruples, yeah. Yeah.
I've heard scrupulous. I've never actually heard
I'm scruples. I'm not going to Google scruples. It's a real word that I use all the time. So if I use it all the time, how is it not a real word?
I'm not certain on that.
Okay. Well, let's move on. We're almost done. So I like that scene though when she goes to this park bench, and instead of like looking for something for her purse, she just dumps it out like a little girl and dumps all of her shit out so you can see it. And there's like tampons and like girly crap in there.
Crunch.
And
wait! You did not catch the whole thing about fucking.
I told you we're moving ahead.
Indian dude having a huge dick.
We already talked about his dick. I know you want to hear more about it, but he was at the beginning of the movie. No, it's the very beginning of the movie.
Yeah, but she talks to him again later.
Yeah, I know.
Once he gets the thing up and running.
Because he wants to, you know, he says he has such a huge dick.
And she explains to him why it's not awesome.
Yeah, that was at this point. We're skipping this.
No, he picks up another bitch right after that.
the fat heavy one. She's all, she got AIDS. Get AIDS, bitch. Oh, I don't know. Anyway. God damn it. Where are we now? You fucked me up.
No, she's eating Nestle Crunch and fucking looking at pictures of the kid.
That's what I love when she busted out. And so there's a couple, you know, there's a lot of girly items in her bag when she dumps it all over this park bench. And there's, you know, makeup and a picture of her kid. But my favorite thing is that caught my eye. Was a Nestle Crunch bar and a harmonica, and she quickly makes worse, like, huge work of both of them. Out of everything in that bag, those were the two things that caught my eye. She picks up the harmonica. She goes, she puts it down, and she takes a bite of her Nestle Crunch bar.
Those were really the only two things that caught my eye too.
It was the weirdest thing. Like, why would? What is going on here? Just checking the notes of my harmonica. Yeah, gotta loosen up
this
whistle.
This is the G. This is my G harmonica.
With this fucking Nestle Crunch bar. Ah, it's awesome. Puts the bass in the harmonica. Told you. And suddenly her pimp shows up, and she's like, oh, no, it's my pimp. But then there's this other guy, this high roller, cruises up, and, you know, she's ready for some action.
Yeah, her pimp comes to collect, and she doesn't have anything, and she's like, haha, fuck you.
Yeah, because
John shows up right at the same time.
Exactly. And so she gets in the car, and this is probably the weirdest sex scene I've ever seen in a movie ever. So maybe I'm starting to lean a little bit towards Gabe here, because this sex scene is so ridiculous.
It's obnoxious.
I've never seen anything weirder than this. Like, from the old man who picks her up and takes her into, like, an underground parking lot, opening the rubber with his teeth, yeah. And then the next scene, it's in his mouth.
He's all biting it. He's
biting the rubber and just, like, jiggling around. And she's, like, laying, like, sprawling all over the car. And then the next scene, he's pulling a zipper down, like, or up from the bottom of her skirt so her ass shows. And they start fucking. And it's bizarre, dude. I was kind of blown away by how
weird. Well, it was just her trying to portray how not into it she was.
I agree with that, because she's smoking a cigarette and she's like, yeah,
just
give me
going
your dick.
Through the fucking
yeah.
motions, and oh my god, oh, this is so fucking good, and Jesus
yeah.
Christ.
And the thing is the old guy's fucking losing his mind. He's going Super Saiyan style, turning into some sort of demon.
Yeah, he seriously looks like a fucking, like a demon out of like a Japanese ghost story.
And the funny thing is about this whole scene, if you think about it, is they start the scene with, you know, him pulling up her skirt, and then she sits on his dick, And she starts fucking him, and he starts freaking out. And you're like, what is this guy freaking out about? He's being creepy. And then they stop the scene because he slipped out.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, it's okay, honey. Don't worry about it. Just put it back in.
Oh, it's so big.
They start the exact same thing over again. It's like, why did we have to watch the slip out from the old man? It's like, was that maybe
just
like
to show the things that hookers deal with?
Yeah, well, dick's falling out of your pussy is a rough time, I imagine. Maybe they were trying to convey some sort of, like, look, average male Americans, this happens. It's okay. It's okay if you slip out.
No one fucking says that. And especially not the director.
I'm just throwing it back at you, man. So anyways, the old man dies.
Has a heart attack.
She has a hard time figuring out that he's dead.
Yeah, she's really hard
time. She's not the smartest person in the hooking business, I would say.
And while she's trying to revive him via mouth-to-mouth, her pimp shows up and says, what the fuck are you doing kissing him?
This corpse. And so he starts choking her out, and she's going to die. And Rasta shows up, and he just slits his throat. That was awesome. He just, out of nowhere, he shows up, he slits her throat, he does an amazing, like, victory jump, woo! And then
onto the escalator.
Yeah, yells, thanks for the popcorn, and he's out into the night like fucking Batman, like he's just gone. He was there to show up, help rescue her, out.
Yep.
It's pretty good. Hobo Batman was the savior. And that's the end of the fucking movie. God damn it. I'm glad you liked it, Gabe, to be honest with you.
I'm serious. If it was going to suck as bad as it has been,
every time we go to the
you're going to find them the worst shit I can find. Bentley, I'm going to take it there. If you guys want to keep fucking doing this to me, I'll grab the worst shit I have and I'll make you guys watch it.
With that big boom boom, ma.
And we're doing Miami Connection.
Fuck yes. I want to watch
it. I think the
is
whole.
That next?
Yeah, I got a DVD coming. It's from California today, so next couple days. But I think the whole thing's on YouTube now.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck. All right. Well, I'll look for it. That looks. I do.
That is fucking awesome.
I'm stoked that YouTube has.
What's it called again?
Miami Connection.
Miami Connection.
It's about a fucking multi-ethnic fucking rock band called the Dragons something or another. And they fight fucking bikers and drug dealers.
Well, why wouldn't you fight bikers?
It's Miami.
Mm. Apparently, you have to fight bikers all the time if you live in Northern California, based on the show. Guys are serious.
Dude, the finale was awesome.
Yeah, it was good. By the way, this song is fucking pretty rad.
I want the one in the beginning?
I want the banger. I want the banger.
I want the banger. She got that big boom boom, boy.
At one point that he was gonna like pee on her or something. Yeah. It was really fucking weird. Awesome.
It was weird shit.
Alright, we're done. Sim it up, sir. Episode 22.
You can watch this on YouTube.
You can watch it on YouTube. Just Google YouTube whore full. And it'll be there. And we'll get in.
And there'll be a couple other things that'll come up too.
Reset your
actually just go to YouTube and watch Google horror full movie.
That's what I did. That's what you I just said,
don't Google it though. Just go to YouTube.
Oh, well, same thing. If your cache is dirty, it's not my problem, bro.